Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Reaction Monday as well as a Victory Monday. If you're on YouTube and Twitch, you can see Tyler's got his Victory Monday shirt, and he said he's packed this shirt on his trip to Denver, trip to Carolina, trip to Minneapolis, trip to Nashville, and he was able to wear it on the airport. Pull it out.
Finally.
How about that? Good for you. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access is going to have the coaches show with D'Amico Ryans. He will be ready to go 5 o'clock sharp. So make sure you stay tuned for that one as he will get you guys ready for, well, I'm sure certainly relive a little bit of what happened yesterday, but short week, get you ready for this huge game on Thursday. By the way, every time I go to Nashville, and that's a place I lived for 5 years, I know, Clint, you had a stint there. Every time I go, it changes. It seems like it's different. It seems like it's more stuff. It is nothing anywhere close to what I was like during my college years. What was it? Was it even crazier downtown? Was it because it has gotten bigger? It is.
Yeah, it felt like Sixth Street, man.
Did it? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at least my experience from when I was in college on Sixth Street, way less ugly ass burn orange everywhere. But no, it was a party scene for sure on Broadway. Broadway was really fun.
Yeah, Broadway's fun. It's just crazy how
a lot of good live music.
But I wonder every time since I've been there, it's just nothing but they're just building downtown. Nothing but cranes and
yeah,
and stuff that they're building up there. Like I said, it is. I've had to go back for weddings and different events, and it is completely changed every time I go back. So good for you. Is the new stadium, is it near the
right next door? Yeah, literally.
Is it almost
like
done with
directly
that?
Next to it. It looks like they're coming along, but I thought that was opening up next season.
It's the year after.
It's 2027. Yeah.
I feel like they just had that damn stadium. I never understand.
Keeping up, baby.
Yeah,
keeping up.
Doing that thing. But yeah, man, Nash Vegas, not a bad one. Not a bad trip.
Had a really good time. And shout out to all the Texans fans for showing out, dude. Like, I know we've dealt with our fair share of the opposition's fans coming in.
Atmosphere?
It was awesome. There were Texans everywhere. Got to talk and hang out with a lot of them, share a beer or two with a few of them. It was a good time.
You didn't drink a beer, Tyler.
I did.
You drank a beer?
I drank some beer, yeah.
Whoa!
Well, actually, throughout the duration of the game, I was pounding some seltzers.
Oh, I was going to say, you said shared a beer. In my mind, I thought you meant, yeah, whiskey.
Didn't drink that much whiskey on this trip, to be honest.
Really?
You went seltzers, huh? What was your go-to seltzer?
The Bud Light Cherry Seltzer. Shout out to Bud Light for Bud Thirsty Light Thursdays.
Thirsty Thursdays, right? Mm-hmm. You carried it over into a... something Sunday.
Oh, You got sipping, come on, man.
Sipping Sunday.
God, I thought you had some.
A seltzer a... Sunday.
Yes.
God, I was right. Low hanging fruit, man.
Sipping Sunday's
a
better.
A seltzer sipping Sunday.
It was a seltzer Sunday.
It was
for
right
boy.
There, man. Gosh dang.
Yeah, yeah. Good for you, man. There you go. Have a good time, man.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good time. Shout out to all the Texans fans. I know the traveling Texans were out there doing their thing. All right. You were talking about Nico a little bit, and listen, I know some of you, and we'll talk about it a little bit, I'm sure, this week, will believe that, hey, man, maybe Davis gets it the rest of the way. I don't know. Whatever. Whoever the quarterback is, and I loved what happened in the second half. I don't know, Clint, if it is, all right, Nick Caley went in and said, to hell with it, man. We are about to just feed and just force feed Nico Collins, or if Davis Mills, which I feel like Davis Mills just said, to hell with it, I'm in trouble. That's where I'm looking first every time, whatever route it is. Whatever it is, Clint, the last three games, and Davis Mills has played all but one quarter of those, basically. I think this trend needs to continue, especially when they are in some trouble. He's got 23 catches for 302 yards and a touchdown in the last three games on 36 targets, Clint. There were moments earlier this year where we see my man have 3-4 targets or something like what is going on? Got to get him the ball. That, to me, needs to continue, Clint, because he is clearly their guy, and they're able, and Davis has been able to do it even when you know teams have to be keying in on him to stop them. Now, and we'll see if it's more challenging with these next games coming up. But we've talked about it. We see teams get the ball to their top guys all the time, no matter what teams are doing to them. This has to be a trend that continues, Clint, because they've got to get the ball in his hands. And, I mean, yesterday, that was the Texans' offense. I heard DeMeco say it. We needed a spark. And the spark became 12. Just get it to 12. And I don't believe, Clint, all of those times he was targeted or he caught balls were supposed to go to him right away. I think Davis a couple of times just said, to hell with it, I'm going there. So I think that has to continue, especially when they get into stagnant times, trouble, they can't run the ball. Get the ball to your best dude.
Yeah, there's no doubt that there is something there with the chemistry, between Davis Mills and C.J. Stroud. I mean, and Nico Collins. I mean, 11 targets, 15 targets, 10 targets. There's something there, and it's not that it hasn't been there from time to time with C.J. Stroud. It's just been inconsistent. You look at Nico Collins' targets. Previously, it's 5-9, 11-6, 5-10, right? And then all of a sudden, the Davis Mills snaps set in. And so this is more what Nico Collins' box score should look like from a target. I don't know who's going to catch what. Don't know how that's going to happen. But from a target perspective, he should be a double-digit target guy every damn game. Now, I'll say this. It's definitely whatever chemistry that Davis has with Nico. It's definitely, Davis's ability to kind of play a little bit more free and maybe take a little bit more risk and take things on his own a little bit more, because it's not like he's been catching screens.
Yeah.
It's not like he's catching a ton of quick game. You know, I mean, a lot of this stuff is mid-range. A lot of this stuff is the deep crosser. A lot of this stuff is... It's
holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's all with, you know, that bang route that he's been catching. He caught several of those. It's all within the system. It's nothing that has been, quote unquote, designed to make sure Nico touches this ball no matter what coverage the defense plays. It's all within the progression. Now, it also may be the quarterback recognizing, like, hey, man, Nico, I'm going to eliminate one and two on this right side because I got a look that I like with Nico. But it all seems to be within the offense, within the progression. There's still, I think there's still a lack of effort to get Nico the ball. This is about the chemistry between the quarterback and yeah. Nico. And this is about, again, I think there's a – and
I don't know if it's coming from just up top. I don't think they came in the locker room at the half and said, all right, here we go. We are going to force it to Nico. I think Davis got back there, and that was the first place he was looking.
Well, I think tomorrow we're going to have a really good segment about the, you know, what when it's CJ time again, what can he learn from the Davis Mills time? And I think there's a lot there, Ron, with Nico Collins ultimately being the end result. More Nico being the end result. And there's several things that I think that he can take and apply to his game, CJ, that is. What we're talking about right now is definitely one of them. There's something about what's going on with Nico when Davis is out there. Again, 11, 15, and 10. That's the targets over the last three games. That should be like 15 should be,
and it's worked
right. Yeah, well, yeah, no, no, you know what I'm saying? It's not like they're forcing it.
Yeah, he's got 91 yards yesterday and was the big offensive threat, and 136 against Jacksonville.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the reality of it is with Nico Collins, the way that we talked about Christian Kirk looks like he Father Time has jumped on his back. Like the supporting cast doesn't scream like, yeah, we're going to take four or five targets away from Nico Collins. Like Nico Collins' targets should be – like you should shoot to have 15 targets a game for Nico Collins. Now, obviously, if you're ahead and you're running the football and you're not throwing it, you know, but a handful of times, okay, whatever. But if you're going to throw this football high 30s, low 40s, Nico Collins needs 15 targets. And I don't know that in order to win games moving forward, you're not going to have to throw the football more. As I've talked about, spread it out a little bit. Your quarterback plays better. Your O-line plays better. Nico's more productive. And so I don't know if that's not going to be the answer moving forward anyway, if they have any chance of winning some of these games. But what they've put out there with the quarterback to Nico Collins needs to be recognized and needs to be continued.
Yep. And listen, he's going to be going up against some good defensive minds that are going to try to take him away. But, again, we've watched it. Right, like Denver's a pretty good. They got a pretty good defense over there, right? And Jacksonville has done some things this year, and they've still been able to get the ball to him. They've got to figure out not only does the quarterback have to have the chemistry, also, you know, they've got to make concerted efforts with screens and stuff to get him the ball over the next 3 weeks. We just cannot have a situation these important games that he's not heavily impacted in the games. Can't have it.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.